And if a young man is seeing a lot of a girl right before they're married, you know, you might say he is.
Boy, it's really good to see you again.
But now a young man is going out with a girl, you know, before they're married, and how would you describe that relationship? You'd say he is.
She is his best girlfriend.
Okay, and he is her
hopes to be her sweetheart.
Okay, and when they're going together, you'd say he is doing what? He is.
They look like they're kind of courting pretty heavy.
Okay, yeah. Now, are there any other terms like courting? That's just what I mean.
Not to think of. See, are they dating pretty heavy or something like that would.
Okay, and activity that young lovers do while they're dating, you call that what?
Looks like they're getting by their actions. Looks like they're getting pretty deep in love.
Okay, now for kissing though.
He smacked her on. Wouldn't be a smack. That wouldn't sound hard. Look, that would sound like you might have hit her with his. Yeah, he kissed her on the cheek or something like that.
Ever use anything like bussing or spooning?
Bussing is another expression there. He bussed her on the cheek. Kissed her would be more local.
Okay. And if they were engaged to be married and then she decided she didn't want to marry him, you might say she did what?
She changed her mind.
Okay. Would you ever use anything like turned him down or gave him the axe or gave him the mitten?
She turned him down. Looked like maybe she had another, looked like it might be a better opportunity in view or something, and she turned him down.
Okay. And if she didn't turn him down, they went ahead and got?
Got married, were engaged for some few months, and then were finally married.
All right. And the man who stands up with the groom at a wedding is called what?
He's called his best man.
All right, and the woman who stands up with the bride,
the maid of honor.
Oh, and then there might also be a
bridesmaid.
Yeah, and do you have a name for a noisy kind of serenade? I don't know if they still do this after a wedding, but years ago, did they used to have any kind of a
serenade after they came back over their honeymoon? They had a serenade, and all the neighbors came in and brought the sheet belts and buckets and anything that would make a noise. And and the married couple had already gone to bed, and they got them out of bed, and they gathered around the house and made so much noise, tooting their horns and ringing their bells and all kind of noise. They couldn't sleep, and they finally had to get up and came downstairs, and then the men, they got pretty rough. They got the groom on a rail and rode him on a rail around the house.
Is that right? Did you ever hear that called a chivalry, or did they all?
Chivalry, that's what you call it, chivalry.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, serenade or chivalry, either one, they're both the same expression.
Okay. And talking about, was talking about the town up there in Virginia, Damascus, and I was talking about it. You said, the other day I was.
Well, just the other day I went to over that road, mountain road, going to Damascus from Offset, Denton's Valley, on through Denton's Valley through the Offset on to Damascus. It's a mountain road, but a beautiful, beautiful scenery up through there.